Nolte, Media Deliberately Spread Fake News About Statue of Liberty Poem. By John Nolte on August 14, 2019. The media are deliberately spreading fake news about what the Statue of Liberty poem really means. Like any sane person, President Trump thinks it's a terrible idea to flood our country with immigrants who go on the welfare rolls. A terrible idea for America to become an even bigger welfare state than it already is. Like any sane person, Trump wants to only bring in immigrants who will make America stronger and more prosperous. And so, Trump is going to finally enforce a Clinton-era law that puts an end to allowing people into our country who go on public assistance. This common-sense change is expected to save taxpayers $57 billion a year. The statistics surrounding legal immigrants and the welfare they enjoy is beyond maddening. Because Democrats and their media minions want to replace Americans with those more likely to vote for Democrats, welfare use among non-citizens is now at a higher percentage than our own citizens. This is madness and, of course, it has to stop, but to ensure it continues, the establishment media are deliberately lying to the public about what the famous Emma Lazarus poem inscribed on the Statue of Liberty actually means. Forget that we are a nation of laws and not poems. Here are the infamous welfare queens at NPR offering up the perfect example of how the overall media are abusing the Lazarus poem to emotionally blackmail us into continuing to open our welfare rolls to non-citizens. Would you also agree that Emma Lazarus' words etched on the Statue of Liberty, "Give me your tired, your poor," are also part of the American ethos? NPR asked Ken Cuccinelli, acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services. And we are seeing the same thing across a fake media desperate to convince us that by not importing welfare recipients from other countries, we are raping the Lazarus poem that, in part, reads, "Give me your tired, your poor. Your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. You see, there's just this one little thing. The poem doesn't mean what the media want to con us into believing. The poem does not mean give me your tired and poor, so working American taxpayers can subsidize a bunch of lazy non-citizens. Actually, the poem means the exact opposite. Give America these people and watch what they can accomplish here. That's what the poem means, not give us these people so they can go on the dole. My wife is a Mexican immigrant. She came here with her parents, and they worked hard and learned the language and became great Americans. They contribute to America, they didn't come to take, to be subsidized. Immigration is a wonderful thing, but you have to do it legally and have to want to come here to become a productive citizen, not a welfare queen. Heaven knows we already have enough of those among our own. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.